know, I don't know if I've ever done an interview with the Mark Schultz. Have I?
Man, I don't know what. I don't know if Ken's just not feeling good or.
It's punishment.
Right.
For both like, of us, done, really.
Like, I've done 24 of these. Yeah. Please take care of that guy this time. I get it. I get it.
Well, here's the deal. You're calling whenever you're not supposed to call. So I'm going to do this interview thing.
Okay. Let's go. I might get pulled over during this. Is that cool?
I would love to hear that. Hey,
that
you
would get an audience.
You made the BVN newsletter.
Just recently?
Yeah, in the April newsletter about the BVN worship night. Hey, you know what? My microphone wasn't plugged in all the way. It is now. Yay.
Jeez. Can we get your dad in here and get this thing straightened out?
This is punishment. Okay. So he's making us talk to each other. It's like, you know, you have to sit next to your sibling on the couch and not be mad at each other.
This is a trick I do on my kids when I put them in the chair and they absolutely hate it. Then 15 minutes later, they laugh and that's funny. But yeah. Or they hug and hold their nose.
Yeah, well, you know, you become emotionally scarred whenever you're forced to hug a sibling who you're mad at. But, you know, parents do the best they can.
Yep, that they go with what they got.
Okay, Mark, let's do this interview thing. We're both dreading it. Okay. Let's just get it over with. And you're coming in for a special worship night. Did you know that?
Yeah, I do.
You're actually, 25th, that is correct. And you've been planning for it for a while.
Yes, I have been planning for it for a while. And here's the thing. Here's one thing I've not done in Marion that I'm really excited about. Number one, be nice to you. That's the first thing I've not done. Second thing, and I thought I'd do these both on the same day, is we've never done like a group thing with everybody. We've sort of done it with the song Remember Me, where I start playing and everybody sings.
Right.
And that is such a what is the word I'm looking for? Trans Am. It's where it takes you like you're like, oh man, that took us from where we were to this
transcends.
Whole nother level. There it is. Wow.
Look at
this
that.
Is an awesome interview.
Yeah. We're thinking of hard words.
This don't try to speak to me in words over fifth grade.
Remember me in a Bible cracked, faded by the year. Remember me in a sanctuary filled with silent prayers. And age to age and heart to heart, bound by grace. Sunset fills the sky. Remember me when you pray and tears and joy fall from your eyes. And age to age and heart to heart, bound by children leave their Sunday school with smiles. Remember me when they're old enough to teach, old enough to preach, old enough to leave. And edge to edge and heart to heart, bound by grace and peace. Oh,
transcendent experience where you know, the first time for me to hear, or not even the first time, just every time I hear Marian sing Remember Me, and I'm saying it's like something takes off, and it's just, it has a life of its own.
Well, I have a question about that, actually. Okay. I like to ask kind of a hard question. I don't do interviews. I don't like to do interviews.
Well, that's obvious. Anybody listening to this thing's going to understand that.
Yes. Listen, this is not my thing. I worked in a dental office. So the question is, do you have the same feeling whenever you wrote the songs, like He's My Son or Remember Me, or does it become dulled over time where it's just words, or does it keep its powerful moment?
I would say it like this. I would say there are songs, and this is why I write my own songs. There are songs that I've sung every once in a while that maybe it was a co-written song, mm-hmm. that I wasn't 100% wasn't 100% in on, or just singing somebody else's song, mm-hmm. Sometimes for a show or whatever. And 'cause you have no connection to that, you know, and so those can get rote. But when I'm singing my own songs, when I wrote those songs, there was a electricity that went through my whole body,
right,
that said, this is it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking when I write it, like, hey, look, if I don't work on anything else for the next 2 months, this is worth working on. And mm-hmm. when you get that song is always, man, it always will bring me to tears because mm-hmm. it hits such a nerve. And so those songs are still like that. And same thing for some of these hymns we're talking about that coming to Marian to do this group, sing with the audience. It is well with my soul. How great thou art.
All the big ones.
When I hear these hymns. Yeah. All the ones I'm going to sing, when I come to have the whole audience sing, those are the songs I grew up with. People grew up with in their church and heard their grandparents sing, you mm-hmm. know, and their mom and dad sing. So that hits me deep as well. So yeah, I don't know that I would still, I'm on my 25th year, and I don't know that if it didn't give me that same electricity and same feeling I had when I first played it, that I would still be doing it. I mean, I really love it that much.
Yeah, yep. I think that there has to be that connection. And that connection not only happens with the people in the room, but it is an upward thing because of the connection with God. And I think that it's something that's just so special. And we think that Friday night in April is going to be one of those nights that you walk away from and you think, wow, how can I even describe this to someone?
I think specifically, I have heard of people, like the guy who wrote American Pie. Bye-bye, Mr. Pie. Mm-hmm. There was a season where he just stopped playing that song because he just couldn't sing it anymore.
Right.
Because he just done it over and over and over again. But you bring up a good point, and you pointed something out, which I think is worth noticing. And that is...
Look at that.
Yeah, you get one, you get an atta girl. And that is when you are singing to God, or this song was written out of the Spirit when you sang it, when it was first born, that's evergreen, mm-hmm. you know? And it's not like, hey, I'm just singing words that I wrote that have no connection to God whatsoever. Once you get that spiritual connection with God and you wrote that song for that purpose, it just never never loses that. I mean, look, again, Remember Me or I Am, or again, It Is Well With My Soul. Mm-hmm. All you have, or How Great Thou Art. I'm just telling you, when it was born with that spirit to be sung like that, it never gets old.
I love that so much. I love that you cry with Remember Me still, because I know it's real. Like, you can come out and you can be a complete goofball and have a great time and lighthearted and have the humor. And then you can go into Remember Me and it's all you, you know, it's the crying mark and the laughing mark. And that's what we all are. It's so real. And those moments are so meaningful because they're real. It's just so real. And I appreciate that about you. And I'm done being nice.
That's it for you. Over. Thank you for
done. Mic drop.
I was just talking about this with somebody the other day, and they said, because they were watching me on stage, and they said, you're like a goofball, like up on stage. you're just funny and funny stories and all this kind of stuff. But then you have the songs like He's My Son and mm-hmm. Walking Her Home and all that kind of stuff. And you've got us crying, but you're crying too, as you're talking about the song or whatever. And they go, how does that equate? And all I can say this, I am a goofball and I am funny and all that kind of stuff. But there's another side of me that's kind of, you'll find this hard to believe, but there's that deep side of me that doesn't come out very often.
Right.
And it comes out in my songs.
Right.
That's where it comes out, is in my music. And so people will find out more about me by listening to my songs than they will just hanging out with you or talking to me in a store.
Well,
you know?
And I'll say this, you and I have a bit of an odd personality mix, but a lot of my humor and my sarcasm is me being guarded and not letting people into the fullness of me because, I don't know, vulnerability is hard for me. And so for you, I feel like you use humor to lighten the mood, obviously, and to have fun and all those things. And I do, too. Listen, it's a blast to be mean to you. It's so fun. I look forward to it every time.
Yes.
But there's like a level where we can have a real conversation, too, and know that there's that trust. And you bring that trust in your music and let people in through your music in such a beautiful way and such a personal way that, it's kind of a special thing that you bring to Marion. And everywhere you go, I'm sure. But Marion's special. Let's just admit it.
Yeah, for sure. And I know that was hard for you to say.
So hard.
But I'm grateful for that. And yeah, I think I'm kind of like, I heard Bart of Mercy Me say one time, man, if you want to know what somebody is on the inside, like squeeze an orange, you get orange juice, you know, that's what you get. So when I'm writing songs, if you just squeeze me, I think I just get these heartfelt songs that come out because that's, you know, that's who I am, you know.
Which is weird because that's not who I know you to be.
But I'm also the guy that just enjoys getting duct taped to a bed by seventh graders. That's right. Also part of my personality.
Right.
And which is just a lot of fun for me. So all of that is true. And that's why I love to come to Marion because, and, you know, as we've said this before, and I've talked to your dad, who is a great interviewer.
Yeah, sorry about
radio,
that.
I would say, you know, even before the show starts, there's no other place that I go out and hug people before the show.
Right.
And that's just because I've got a connection with people that's deeper than, hey, you paid to come see the concert, so I'm going to play these songs and then I'm going to get off and go home, you know?
Right.
And we've heard about folks that, and even there at Marion, who show up 2 minutes before the show, do the show, and then they're out the back door and they're on to the next thing, you know?
Right, yeah.
And that would be unheard of, I think, for me to come to Marion and walk in the back door and then do the show and then walk out and get my car, get the bus and drive away.
It'd be complete misery for you.
That would be misery for me. It absolutely would be. But I, you know, and the thing is that there's something that happens when we're recording. We've recorded there before for a DVD, for those kind of things, or just coming for the regular concert where everybody's singing. And so I've been traveling around, and I just did a conference this weekend in Asheville, North Carolina. And I said, hey, I've got to practice some songs for Marion, Illinois. And everybody started laughing like, hey, you're actually getting paid to come do a concert for us, but you're talking about Marion, Illinois. Well, I was like, sure. This is a practice session for me. So anyway, we got into some of the hymns and worship songs and all that kind of stuff. And I got so thrilled as soon as I started playing the hymns and they stood up and they were singing. And I go, if it's this good here in Asheville, North Carolina, you can only imagine what it's going to be like in Marion. And they
That's
go, there
pressure.
You go again. So, but I just think it's all these songs to be able to share them with people and not just, hey, I'm going to sing at you, but that we're singing them together.
Well, and it's a corporate, you know, thing that happens, that corporate worship thing that's so special and can't even really put words to what those nights have the opportunity of being. And those, I have high expectations, no pressure for anyone, no pressure for you, no pressure for the people sitting in the chairs. Like, you know, don't blow it.
And you might hear from my wife, Kate.
See, I wasn't going to tell anybody that.
No, I'm not telling them. I just say you might hear from her. That's all I'm saying. So
that doesn't mean she's showing up. So don't get your hopes up for that, people.
Yeah, but you might hear from her. And then the other thing is we're talking to, I don't know if it'll happen tonight, but I was like, I want to show up to Marion with a cello player. Not me playing cello, but somebody that's really, really great. And so I've got a phone call after this to see if they would come and join me for the show, because I think, oh man, how cool to be on the piano. And I just love the cello and
the
worship and hymn. So anyway, I'm probably ruining it by talking about it right now, but yeah. We'll see.
You keep raising expectations, which
I do, and then I just show up in a pair of shorts with no keyboard. I'm like, hey, look, I'm just gonna.
You walk out on flip flops, and here we go.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, guess what? I'm air banding this whole thing. Don't even have an instrument.
Air guitar.
Air guitar. Mark Schultz, air guitar.
That's right.
So it's gonna be I'm dreaming about it and ramping it up, and you know. That's just the thing. I don't know that, you know what? I think the last time I played with somebody with a cello was in Marion. So anyway,
oh,
I
yeah,
always try to make
the DVD recording had a cello, right?
Yes. That's yeah. The last time I've been with a cello on stage and stuff. It happens April 25th. That's going to be a huge thrill for me because it just adds a lot and just color the night for everybody.
It's going to be so fun, Mark. Honestly, we're so excited about it. And we think it's going to be one of those nights that people don't want to miss out on. They're going to be regretful if they miss.
They will be regretful if they miss. It's really true. And here's the thing. It's special because we've never done it before. Yeah. I've never done it in many.
We say that every time, by the way. You know that, right? Like, there's always every time you come, there is always something weird.
Do you know what's so funny about this? I was just sharing this with somebody. The time that we did the last show in Marion before COVID, and I still remember coming down and wiping down. They were wiping down the seats and then chained the door.
Yes.
And then right after COVID, we come back and they unchained the door so we can all walk in. That was a beautiful moment.
It was so good.
But do you remember and you were a big part of this, since we had lost a whole year to COVID, that I came back and did a concert where we did the we did every holiday.
That was so fun.
Yeah, so beautiful. It was Christmas in May or whatever it was. And we did Easter and then we did Halloween. We did them all. And it was beautiful.
It was so good.
Y'all had my birthday party there. That was a massive blowout.
Memorable. We do think that this night on April 25th is going to be different than the January Jason Gray event. It will obviously have your humor and all of the stuff mixed in, but it will be so worship focused and have like a little block of hymns. And
yeah, it's going to have a big block of just everybody singing together. And that's what I really look for. Again, it's Mark's group sing. And so that's what it's going to be so fun about this. Everybody knows the words to all these songs. And like, they'll know the words to some of the songs that I'm doing, but also the worship songs that I will do that people know for me, but also these hymns that are so great. And I'm just telling you, when these people in Asheville, as we were practicing for Marion, we were at the Cove, the Billy Graham Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I was singing, and we probably did 8, 10 hymns, you know, and everybody was, and it was just raising the roof. And I was just, my expectations were just going like, I can't, if it's this good here, how good is this going to be in Marion, Illinois? And, it's not a concert where, this is not, hey, let's go hear Mark sing. This is, let's go. And with Mark, we're just going to be a team together and show up and we're going to make this a moment. And that's what I'm really thrilled about it.
Man, let's do that on Friday, April 25th. We'll see you then.
That sounds great. Okay. Thanks for being nice to me as long as you could, Laura. This is
fantastic. You have no idea how hard it's been.
We should probably shut this down before the yelling starts. You know how we should start this concert this year? You and me in a big chair sitting next to each other, just being forced to sit with each other.
The sibling punishment. What's funny is I'm sitting in this room and I've got the door closed and I feel completely trapped with Mark Schultz.
Yep.
We're having
Guess
to make
what I'm
going to
do right after this, Laura? I just pulled up to the chiropractic clinic because just this interview has given me a lot of tight knots in my back.
The stress level is high.
I got to go get fixed. Okay. Hope you can edit this together.
We'll make it work.
Hope people come to the show.
I do
That'll
too.
Be great.
It's going to be so good.
It's going to be really good. If your dad wants to call me for an interview sometime, he can do that too.
Okay, I'll tell him.
People are like, I'm not going to this thing. That interview was awful.
Luckily, you're good at your job. I'm just terrible at mine. I don't do interviews. It's just not my thing.
No, I'm just kidding. No, you were good. We got deep.
Yeah,
we got
sorry
deep.
About that. Yeah.
No, people felt things. It's going to be awesome.
I felt nothing.
I love it.
Go get fixed.
Let me go get fixed after
All right.
this. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.